are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's nice to be out tonight. I've had a long day, but you know what? Rock and roll always soothes a soul. That right there is my new favorite song. It's from a guy named Hamilton Lighthouser. And he is from, I believe it's The Walkmen. That's his band. That new song was released just under 6 months ago. It's Knockin' Heart from his album This Side of the Island. That song is just perfect. It's everything you want to hear in a song. Let's see. Today was my second day back at school after the femur situation, let's call it. I'd been off school since like early April. What month are we in? September? So pretty much to the day, 5 months I've been off. I mean, of course you have your 2 month summer. And it's okay. It's okay. I'm getting through it. I've got some good students. My favorite kid today, I've got new classes and whatnot. I don't think I know him. And I was like, did anyone hear what happened to me? Why I wasn't here? Like, the last 3 months. And by the way, I'll make it short. I broke my femur crashing on ice at Blackcomb. That's the story. So he's like, yeah, I heard you got in a car crash. And I was like, what? So I'm like, he's like, yeah, some kid told me that. And la, la, la. And I'm like, okay, that's not the story, but that's kind of interesting. Like, you know how rumors, especially when you work in a high school, start. And I've heard some other wacky stories apparently about me, kids are embellishing or heard something incorrect, and it's kind of funny. But anyways, they've been kind to me, and I'm gonna say I'm 92% better, so that's good. It's a journey. I'm not done. I'm not quite there yet, but whatever. Okay, anyways, that's that. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We are here for another hour and 24 minutes. I'm going to get into a song from a guy I don't know much about. And the internet's not really telling me much either, except for the fact that apparently this guy is from Brisbane, Australia. And then it says he's a male and that he is a person of color. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what color, but look at this. We actually have this in our charts here at CITR. We actually have to indicate person of color. Huh, look at that. Okay, well, I guess I'll pick the yellow circle. Okay, this is Faisal Ryan. Faisal Ryan has a song. It's called Dirtbed. It is a single. Released June 27th this year, and we're going to hear it right now. And you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This right here is Faisal. I think that's how you pronounce it. Or Faisal Ryan. Boom. Yeah.
might have been. I'll let my brain be washed by tallies and touch screens and soap bars, but still not clean.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
I haven't played the Dead Boys in a long time. So good. Oh my God. Okay, that was them, of course, with the song All This and More, Little Girl. Just All This and More from their Young, Loud, and Snotty album from, I should know this, I'm going to say like 77-ish, 1977, in that era. If you don't know anything about the Dead Boys, well, they were led by Steve Bators, who's from Ohio, and I do believe the band, if I'm not mistaken, were initially formed in Cleveland. Let me make sure. I don't want to give you wrong information. Oh, now my mouse is not working. So they have like Ohio roots. Yeah, I'm right. They're from Cleveland, but they I think they spent a lot of time in New York City. Yeah, they did. They moved to New York City. That's right. Okay. They moved to New York City at the encouragement of all people, Joey Ramone. Of course. Why wouldn't they? Maybe I'll play some Ramones in a bit. I'm in that kind of a mood right now. So it's kind of sad, though. Steve Bators, he died in 1990 at the age of, he was born in 49. So 40 years old, because his birthday wasn't until the end of the year. He died at 40 after being hit by a car. He was on his motorcycle when a car hit him and knocked him off his vehicle. How sad. Now, it says here that he did not believe he was seriously injured and then returned back to his apartment and then died in his sleep as a result of traumatic brain injury. How horrifying. That's why we wear helmets, people. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't, but I'm just saying brain injuries can be the worst. Okay. Okay, before the Dead Boys, we heard something from Neutral Milk Hotel. In the Airplane Over the Sea is what we heard, the title track off that 1998 album. Neutral Milk Hotel is led by, is it John? What's his name here? No, Jeff. Jeff Magnum. He's actually out of Ruston, Louisiana, and that's where the band had it was located. In fact, I almost went to school in Ruston, Louisiana, to Louisiana Tech. I'm actually the same age as all those guys. But yeah, maybe he could have been my boyfriend. But anyways, Neutral Milk Hotel had a pretty long go, 1989 to 98, and then they sort of reemerged 2013 to 2015. And if you've ever heard of the Elephant Six Collective, that would be their scene, if that makes sense. It was a musical collective, and then they had their original tapes that they recorded under the label Elephant Six. Okay, there we go. I know some people who are super into that whole scene. Yes. Okay, and Faisal Ryan before that. All right, it is 6:50, so we have another hour and 10 minutes of musical bliss. Why don't I see what's going on in the weather here? I will say this much. In my class, I was talking to some of my students, and when I went out for lunch at like 11:30-ish, I walked out. I was like, barbecue, what's going on? And then I like realized, oh, you really can't see anything. So instantly I was like, well, clearly we have some smoke from some forest fires. And we do. And in fact, today Vancouver ranked number one. Way to go, Vancouver. In the world's worst air pollution for the day. Bravo. So in case you're not sure, these conditions, the wildfire situation, are coming from near Whistler, of all places, which is kind of interesting, as well as just east of Hope. And a lot of my students were really irritated by the air. And it was one of those things. I was like, do we keep the windows open and then we don't like boil to death? Like, what's worse, being crazy hot or, I don't know, inhaling a bunch of particulate? I don't know. So it was kind of one of those days. It was also very muggy. But anyways, I just pulled up this article. It says locals should keep windows and doors closed as much as possible. Oh, great. Did I maybe, compromise the lives of some of my students? I don't know. Don't sue me if your kid dies. But anyways, all right. So we have some new music coming up, more new music. And we're going to hear something from My favorite band out of Kentucky, i.e. the only band I know out of Kentucky, but they're good. I'm talking about White Reaper. These guys are killer. Love them. They have a new three-song EP out, and it was just released August 28th, so brand spanking new. We're going to hear the song Blue 42 here on CITR 101.9 FM. Making sure, whoops, that's not it. Hold on. What is going on there? 101.9.
Said I don't wanna be there, baby, when the lights go dull. Throw me in the fire if I made you feel so small. Times when I forget what we've been talking about. You don't like to fight and I don't like to feel it.
This is nature. I mean, God didn't make this computer, but nature made this computer because nature made humans, and then humans used nature to make the computer, and then I used nature to make this. So human used nature made by humans.
NPR 101.9, broadcasting. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
If I could ask for mercy, Today you're walking it side by side with me in mine. Oh,
attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Thank you.
CITR is where we're at, and that right there is Shannon and the Clams. From the album The Moon Is in the Wrong Place, we heard, what did we hear, Shannon and the Clams? I'm a Fool. Such a beautiful song. That album was released just over 6 months ago. There you go. Now, before that, we heard something from Motown's own White Stripes. When I say Motown, I mean the Motor City, not from the Motown label. The song we are going to be friends from the album White Blood Cells. Now, some of you guys who happen to be a Napoleon Dynamite fan, you would know that song very well from the opening to that movie, which is maybe perfection. I've never seen a better, you know, opening credit movie scenario. So that's it, the White Stripes. And before that, we heard something from Car Seat Headrest. The album is The Scholars. It's new. And this song is Devereaux. And I know somebody who just saw Car Seat Headrest at Bumbershoot and posted something like, my new favorite band. And I'm like, yeah, they are. They're amazing. They were formed in Leesburg, Virginia, and they're currently in Seattle. There you go. So they're now locals down the I-5. And the Ramones, of course, from the album Too Tough to Die, we heard Howling at the Moon. Sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la. There's only three laws in that. There you go. It is 713. And I do believe I was attempting to get into some weather, and I got distracted by all the smoke. So let's actually take a look at the weather. Where are we at here? I like Environment Canada. Okay, here we go. Currently, the temperature observed at YVR is 21 degrees. We're here at CITR on the Western Peninsula of the city of Vancouver. Technically, took me a long time to even know this. The campus of UBC does not even belong to the city of Vancouver. Isn't that weird? Some strange agreement. I think I didn't even know that when I went here. Okay, so today is the 3rd. Wednesday the 3rd. Now tomorrow is Thursday. If you look at the actual icon on the date in the box, it actually just it's so sad. It's a circle with a bunch of gray smoke in it. So tomorrow calls for, widespread smoke. Gross. High of 24, except 29 inland. Very, very humid. It's going to be 30 on the Humidex. Except if you're inland, hey, you guys are treated to 35. There you go. Overnight, though, it stays the same. That's right. It's overnight's widespread smoke. And then Friday the 5th, September 5th, we have highs of 23. How perfect. And sunny, except the further you go away from the water, inland 27. That's not bad. I'll take it. All right. I was watching the Tigers game mid-5th. That's when I left. Pause my MLB TV to come here and do my show. They were tied at 1-1. So I guess let me repeat that. They were tied at 1. Or you could say 1-1. So they're playing, the Mets, the National League Mets, in Detroit. And the way the standings are, if you're into baseball, currently, at least as of earlier today, back in time, the Blue Jays are half a game ahead of the Tigers. This is before the end of whatever today's game, what the results are. I don't know. So if we won, we may be one game ahead of Toronto. When I say we, I'm talking collectively about all of us Detroit Tigers fans. I don't know. Regardless, it looks like, we're obviously going to the playoffs. And it looks like if the conditions remain, we will, according to you know, the charts. Looks like we will be playing Toronto. I don't know. Do I want to play Toronto? I don't know. Ugh, whatever. So there you go. That's how we're doing in baseball. I gave you the forecast. Okay. The time now is 7:16. Let's continue with some more music, shall we? What do I have next for us? Let's take a look. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here until 8. The show is alternating Wednesdays, 6:30 until 8. Now we're going to hear something from the band Junebug. And the song is Something's Off. All right. You can find this as a single. Yes, I am correct. It's a single. And let me tell you where these guys are from. I should know this. Hold on. All right, where are these guys from? They are, from the Twin Cities. So apparently they're from Minneapolis. Yep. Well, and now here, another site says they're from North Wales. I don't know. I think they're from England. The only reason I say that is the one description about Junebug says funky indie rock from the Twin Cities. We rock so you don't have to. That sounds kind of lame. I feel like these guys are cooler than that. Okay. Let's assume this is the UK version. Anyways, we're going to hear something from last year. The song is Something's Off. Let's make sure I got the right song here. Make sure. It's always good. And yeah, we're right. We're good. This is a good one. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Junebug.
I'm Well, they're an army of thieves. They've got everything they need. But what about us? What about us? There's lies and deceit, so hard to believe. But what about us? 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 Because it's time after time, we're stuck behind the line. What about us? What about us? And they won't admit defeat when it pours into the street. So what about us? What about us? What about us? Oh, go on, go on.
All right, that right there is the Handsome Furs from 2011 with the song What About Us from the album Sound Capital, Capital with a K. That whole album was done just with a drum machine and keyboards. Isn't that interesting? Handsome Furs featured, it was two of them, Alexi Perry and Dan Beckner. He was originally from Wolf Parade, right? They're a husband and wife team. I don't think they're together. I feel like I tried to look that up before. So that's the story there. And those guys, they toured all over like former Eastern Bloc countries prior to releasing that, I believe. There we go. That is Handsome Furs. Before that, we heard something from the band out of Chicago, Retirement Party, from their album Nothing to Hear Without a Sound. Well, actually, it's an EP. The song we heard was Residual. That's new. Now, Junebug, I did a little bit more deep diving. I dove a little deeper and discovered they're not from the Twin Cities. They're not from, like, I don't know, Wales. They're actually from Illinois. And there we go. So that's Junebug. We heard the song Something's Off, and that is a single. It is currently 7:30. I'm here for another 30 or so minutes. And that's about it. Let's listen to some more music. What do I have next? I think I've got something good coming up. Oh, yeah, I do. I've got Metric from 20 years ago. Can you believe it? We're going to hear the classic Monster Hospital. Emily Haynes has the most beautiful voice, and she is one of Canada's best, I don't know, female singers. She's up there. She's up there for sure. So we're going to hear from Live It Out, Monster Hospital, here avec moi. I'm your host Anita B of my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Monster Hospital.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Word is born, you got 6 minutes on that jack kid, or shit is real.
Hey yo, check this shit out, man.
Hey yo, God, give me a cigarette, man.
Yo, here you go. Check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What's that?
Yo, it's a letter I got from my man Nas, man. Word is born.
What it say, kid?
What up, kid? I know shit is rough doing your bit. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Fuck it, black, no time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like you. Why don't your lady write you? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flipping, talking about he acts too rough. He didn't listen, he be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Fucking with them niggas from that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got shot in the dome piece? Jerome's niece on her way home from Jones Beach is bugged. Plus little Rob is selling drugs on a dime, hanging out with young thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up with poor Mega? Did you see him or y'all together? If so, then hold a fort down, represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice, and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove.
One what?
One love.
One love. One love. One love. One love.
Stay strong, out in New York, the same shit is going on. The crackhead stalking, loud mouths is talking. Ho, check out the story yesterday when I was walking. That nigga get shot last year, try to appear like he hurt something. Word him up, I heard him fronting, and he be pumping on your block. Your man gave him your Glock, and now they run together. What up, son, whatever. Since I'm on the streets, I'ma put it to a cease. But I heard you blew a nigga with an ox for the phone piece. Wildin' on the Allen, but now with Elmira, better chill, cause them niggas will put that ass on fire. Last time you wrote, you said they tried you in the showers, but maintain when you come home, the corner's ours on the rails. All these crap niggas know the deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. But chill, see you on the next VI. I gave you my Duke's loop for kicks, plus sent your flicks. Your brother's buck wildin' in Fort Maine. He wrote me, he might be this case, silly, come home, I'm playing low key. So stay civilized, time flies, no incarcerated, your mind dies. I hate it when your mom's cries, it kinda makes me wanna murder. For real, I even got a mask and gloves to bust slugs for one love.
One love.
With a Buddha sack, minds in another world, thinking how can we exist through the facts written in school textbooks, Bibles, etc. Fuck a school lecture, the lies get me vexed up. So I be ghosts for my projects. I take my pen and pad for the weekend, hitting nails while I'm sleeping. A 2-day stay, you may say I needed time alone to relax my dome. No phone left and not at home. You see, the streets had me stressed, something terrible. Fucking with the corners, have a nigga up in Bellevue at HDM. Hit with numbers from 8 to 10, a future in a maximum state pen. It's grim, so I comes back home, nobody's out, but shorty do out. Rollin' two fillies together in the bridge, we call them oops. He said, Nas, niggas Kobe busting off the roof. So I wear a bulletproof, a pack of black Trey Deuce. He inhaled so deep, shut his eyes like he was sleep. Started coughing when I peeked to watch me speak. I sat back like the Mac, my army suit was black. We was chilling on these benches where he pumped his loose cracks. I took the L when he passed it. This little bastard keeps me blasted and starts talking mad shit. I had to school him, told him, don't let niggas fool him. Cause when the pistol blows, the one that's murdered
to be the cool one. Tough luck when niggas are struck, families fucked up. Could have caught your man, but didn't look when you bucked up. Mistakes happen, so take heed. Devil bust up at the crowd, catch him solo, make the right man bleed. Shorty's laugh was cold blooded as he spoke so foul. Only 12 trying to tell me that he liked my style. Then I rose, wiping the blunt's ass from my clothes and froze, only to blow the earth smoke through my nose and told my little man I'm a ghost. I bros left some jewels in his skull that he could sell if he chose. Words of wisdom from Nas, try to rise up above. Keep an eye out for Jake Shorty. Walk one love.
Another hit, recorded. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How awesome is that? That's a new song by Novelist Me. Novelist Me. N-O-V-E-L-I-S-T. Novelist Me. All one word. The song is Sugar Husk, and it was released as a single. And his name is actually... Hold on. I got it right here someplace. I had his name. What is this? Paul something. Anyways, he... is originally from London. So he was born in London, but he's also lived in New York City and Sydney. He's traveled around a lot. And what is his name? I just had it right here. Hold on. I think it was Paul. I just know that I just discovered this guy. Oh, where is his name? I don't know. Anyways, it's a guy. Andrew Price. Did I say Paul? Andrew Price, that's it. That was Andrew Price. Such a great song, Sugar Husk. There you go. Before that, we heard something from 20 years ago from local band Black Mountain. It's funny because I work on Black Mountain. Modern Music. And that is the single. No, sorry. That is from their self-titled album. That's what I'm trying to say. And then Nas, Q-Tip in there before that from the 1994 smash album of Nas's. Illmatic, we heard One Love. It is 7:47 and I'm just getting ready for our next song. What do I have ready here now? What do I have? I think a little bit of Arcade Fire. I was like, I have to play a certain amount of Canadian music. Fun fact, my show used to be all Canadian music back in the day. That's where I got the name Sam Squanch's Hideaway, because it was Bubbles. From the Trailer Park Boys, thinking he saw a Sasquatch, which of course he called a Sam Squatch, when he was living in his shed with his kitties. Never mind. You had to be there. Anyways, let's listen to a little Arcade Fire. I think, why not? I do love Arcade Fire, but the only reason I'm sort of vaguely questioning it is because I play their songs. I feel like over the years I've played a lot of Arcade Fire. In fact, I don't think I've played much lately. So let's go for it. Shall we listen to The Suburbs? Yeah, why not? So The Suburbs are here. It comes from their album of the same name. It's a title track from 2010. And let's give that a whirl. These guys, of course, are from Montreal. It's like there's a Texas connection. So some of them are from Texas. In fact, Haiti is the birthplace, or at least the ethnicity of the female who's married to the Texan. Okay, it's 7:48. Let's get going here on CITR is Arcade Fire. My show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and you're listening to CITR.
Survive.
All right, how beautiful is that? That was, I don't know, what, 15 years ago? Arcade Fire, so perfect. Before that, again, I mentioned Novelist Me, we heard there. It is 7:54. I'm going to leave us with this song from First Base. This is from 10 years ago. These dudes are out of Toronto, and it's killer. What else can I tell you? I'll be back in 2 more weeks, correct? So if I look at the calendar, today is the 3rd. Today's Wednesday, September 3rd. I'll be back on the 17th. So all of you kids going back to school, I hope it's going well. Do your homework. Yeah, pay attention in class. Don't use your phone. Don't use your phone. And just appreciate the fact that you get an education, right? Okay, as I mentioned, this right here is from Hosehead Records, which was, I don't think it's still around, but a label from both Vancouver and Toronto. The one guy here lived in Vancouver, and then, well, the one guy from here, of course. The one guy was in Vancouver, his partner was in Toronto. These guys are a great little power pop label, and this song is so crazy catchy. As I mentioned, this right here, folks, oops, Daisy, let's make sure this is done. Yep, that always helps. This is First Base from their EP entitled You've Got a Hold on Me. We're going to be listening to the title track here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I need to be here saying ciao and get your homework done, kids.